We start today's program with a name from Arizona's recent past, a man who for a short time dominated the state's political scene, former state Senate President Russell Pierce. He was ousted in a recall election, tried and failed in a comeback, but he has returned, and this time he's not a candidate. Jim Small of the Arizona Capital Times wrote about Pierce earlier this week and joins me now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm good. So why is Russell Pierce back?
Yeah, he is back. He is going to be headlining a fundraiser tomorrow night for a political action committee that is hoping to raise money to primarily challenge, to take on and run campaigns against the Republican legislators who backed Governor Jan Brewer in supporting the Medicaid expansion proposal from last year.
So does this indicate the Medicaid expansion votes in 2013 are going to have a big effect in the 2014 legislative races? We've kind of speculated about that.
Well, it certainly indicates that the folks who were opposed to the Medicaid expansion, whether they were legislators or conservative activists, that they are still opposed to it, that they are still upset by it, and that they intend certainly to try to make that a part of the campaign. We'll see at the end of the day how voters feel about it. There were certainly a lot of talk about polling numbers that were done during the midst of the policy debate that showed largely that Republican voters tended to agree with the idea of expanding Medicaid.
Jim, what about State Senate Majority Leader John McComish, who's decided not to run again? There was talk that he was just sort of tired of serving, or he was going to go become Justice of the Peace. Can we see any vibe now that Russell Pierce, now we know it's going to get a little bit nastier, any signs that maybe that's why John McComish is not running again?
Well, you know, that was certainly the instant speculation. The timing kind of lent itself to that conclusion. You know, the week before, former chairman of the Republican Party had announced that he was going to run against Senator McComish, and then, 5 days later, Senator McComish said he wasn't going to run again. But the folks I've talked with who are close to him, a number of people said that, this was something that was in the works for a while, that he had initially hoped to announce his retirement before the session began and if possible, by the end of 2013. There were some circumstances that didn't allow for that, and so the result was kind of a middle to the end of January announcement on that.
Jim, let's come back to Russell Pierce. So obviously the folks with the Arizona Taxpayers Action Committee think he will help raise some money. Who does he appeal to these days?
I think he appeals to a lot of the same folks within the Republican Party that he's appealed to since the very beginning of his political tenure in Arizona. It's people who primarily identify currently with the Tea Party, but for a long time have identified as, the constitutional Republicans or folks whose focus is on, protecting the taxpayer. That's what this group is all about. It's an offshoot of some other groups that have existed in the past. And really, it's kind of those core grassroots Republican activists who want people to hold a firm line on spending and on illegal immigration and on social issues and things of that ilk.
Jim, what do you know about Russell Pierce? Has it been hard for him to not be in the spotlight? And does this indicate he may in fact be a candidate at some point in the future?
Well, that's hard to say. I called former Senator Pierce and didn't hear anything back from him. So I don't know. He was always someone who did definitely relish being in the spotlight. This does kind of mark somewhat of his return since he was defeated as a candidate in 2012. Whether he comes back as a candidate in the future, hard to say. I know he's certainly was at some point looking forward to retirement but at the same time he's got a drive to be a public servant that has really always kind of kept him involved in one form or another.
And Jim, another maybe broad observation, if you wouldn't mind, how have the workings of the Senate, even the House, overall the legislature changed since Russell Pierce was no longer Senate president?
I think it's changed dramatically, if for no other reason than, he was such a lightning rod, a polarizing figure in Arizona politics. I mean, there was a swath of people who were firmly committed to him and loyal to him no matter what, and a much more vocal, I would say, group of people who were diametrically opposed to him and thought that he represented everything that was wrong with Arizona politics. So when he led the Senate, it really highlighted that division and I think really exacerbated some of those feelings on both sides. With him gone, The legislature in general, I think, is a little bit of a calmer place. It's a little bit that there's not as much. It's not as much of a tinderbox, so, you know, where you have people's emotions running really high because of one person's personality.
And Jim, finally, is there a hangover in the current session from the fight in the last session over Medicaid?
Yeah, I think that there still is. This year has been a little bit odd so far. We're about a month into the session, and it's been fairly slow and fairly low key. There are some disagreements that are kind of simmering below the surface, but nothing like what we saw last year, where it was almost an all-out battle from day one, and it ended with in such an unusual fashion that it really left a lot of raw nerves. I think people are still trying to figure out how they can work with each other, and we'll see in the next couple months whether that's going to be possible.
Jim Small of the Arizona Capital Times. Jim, thanks as always.
My pleasure.